Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Friends, investors, zingers, it's Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily. Hope you all had a wonderful Monday and are having an even better Tuesday so far. As always, thanks to Benzinga and the producer here, Aaron Thomas. He is the man. A little lighter news morning than yesterday, but definitely some items to touch on. Let's get started. Florida activists file another bill to legalize adult use. I think they do this once every other month to no avail. So I'll have hope when it makes it through. But it definitely would be a huge bit of news for those such as TCNNF, Trulieve, Air Wellness, AYRWF, Consortium, that's CNTMF. So keep an eye on that news. If it does legalize, opens up opportunity for those that are already have a monstrous footprint there. Gary Santo, he is the head man, the head honcho over at Tilt, that is TLLTF, tweets about 30 minutes ago that they're opening a second dispensary in Massachusetts. Soft opening October 1st, grand opening October 16th. Exciting news for Gary. They've been a bit quiet lately, but overall, love Tilt, love what they do. They work with everybody, massive player in this industry, and I think setting themselves up to be a long-time staple of the cannabis space. So keep an eye on TLLTF in all the conversations we have here, as they work with MSOs in a wholesale capacity. They have a Jupiter. They have tons of ways they can work with people, including medical cannabis. STMH, that's driven by STEM or STEM Holdings, acquired Artifact Extracts yesterday, an extractor in Oregon, known for its award-winning concentrates along with two dispensaries. Now, Oregon is nothing to write home about when you expand into Oregon, just due to how much opportunity there is to be in Oregon. But it is important for STEM to expand further into the West Coast. They are a big old brand portfolio, but I believe they are farm to table vertically integrated. Love their acquisition of Driven Deliveries a while ago. And I think they'll be around for a little bit, but STEM is one of those where they could be an M&A target, or they could continue to grow organically and be a little bit of an underdog in this industry right now until they start duking it out with the tier one operators a little down the line. Per New Cannabis Ventures, three ancillary stocks showing good entry points. That is Scott's Miracle-Gro and their investment arm Hawthorne, Grow Generation, and Hydro Farm. So keep an eye on the ancillary plays in this industry. I think that also holds over to Akerna, K-E-R-N, Urban Grow, U-G-R-O, perhaps Leafly when they de-SPAC. But overall, the ancillary side has always been important to the cannabis capital markets. Connecticut patients can grow their own medical marijuana, starting October 1st. Check out a new Tilray article, T-L-R-Y, on Benzinga.com/cannabis. Needs to hold above a key resistance level. This is very important for their stock. This is an incredible article by Javier and his team, so please head over there to check that out. IIPR, the leading REIT in cannabis, enters the Missouri market via $28.5 million deal with Calyx Peak. Calyx Peak is a very large private operator, private MSO in this space. Been very quiet this year, but this could be a very interesting entrance point there, as Missouri has been a talking point recently with Heritage and several others taking extensive looks into that market. Last but not least, after looking at a lot of charts this morning of the major stocks like CGC, like OGI, like FLGC, like YOLO, like HEXO, they have a very similar pattern with a small dip, recover, and a longer dip, and a recovery yesterday or over the past 2 days, but really yesterday. I'd love to see that continue to rise. Obviously, I do believe it'll fall a little bit upon opening, but hopefully we see that trending up today, and I think overall it's a reflection upon the market and the sentiments on the market, which, alas, as we all know, has little to do with the technicals of the cannabis space. This is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily, bringing you stock news and picks in the cannabis industry every weekday morning. As always, thank you all for listening. We'll do this again tomorrow. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast, every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.